Let's go to Melbourne. David Charles looks after the Godolphin set up there at Flemington for James Cummings. David, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to it. It's just great racing everywhere now, and one of the star attractions is Hartnell. I understand he worked out there on the course proper this morning.
Yeah, we took the opportunity to have a gallop on the course proper this morning. James thought it'd be a good idea, being a month between runs and just acclimatising with the Flemington circuit once again. And, you know, extremely happy the way he's worked.
Is he one, you went to Moonee Valley last week. When he gets out onto the course proper at Flemington, is he a horse that stays relaxed?
Yeah, he's normally a very relaxed sort of horse and only does what you sort of want him to do. But the opportunity of having that nice even surface, big round corners, you know, sets him up really well for Saturday.
How do you see him then from the Caulfield win to today?
Well, there's no doubt his Flemington form's excellent. And, you know, at Caulfield, he went extremely well, but he probably didn't handle the track as well as what his win looked. So, you know, it's really exciting going to the bigger surface on Saturday. And all going well, he brings his game, his form from Caulfield. You know, it'll be extremely exciting for the whole team on Saturday.
Yeah, it's really been mapped out, hasn't it, Dave, James and the whole team? I mean, at the time when this preparation was being mapped out, James was learning about horses like Hartnell, and he's taken a lot of advice, and it just seems to have worked so far, obviously with a return win, but just the way he's training?
Yeah, well, the plan was always to give him a month between his first and second run and then, you know, assess where we'll all go from there. But, you know, getting back to the horse, I mean, he's in great order. He's trained on beautifully. We're extremely happy with him. And, you know, as I say, you know, Saturday won't come quick enough for us.
No, I understand. A couple of the others, just while we've got you, Jorda has arrived. Well, has the horse arrived down there?
Yeah, she's here. She's come down in great order after the first up run up in Sydney. And, you know, the team's sent her down in great order. So she had a nice little gallop this morning just to prep her up for Saturday, but her form's very solid, so she'll go into that race on Saturday in great order and, you know, expected to be running super.
Sensible type to sort of handle the Flemington straight?
Yeah, I don't think that'll worry her. You never know till you run them, but you know, she's a very tractable filly. She's settled in beautifully, and as I said, her work was really, really good this morning, and you know, the horse is in great order, so she should run up to her form on Saturday.
Toga Pictor and Esperance are a couple of the others that are there to run on the weekend. I think Esperance is going to the Dane Hill.
And he's gone for both races, Andrew. So, but I mean, he's in great order too. Like he's there's a lot of hype around the horse, and we're really excited about him. And you know, so we'll sort of see on Saturday, and you know, to what level he's really going to be, and we'll set him up for the rest of the spring to where James decides to take him.
Is it deserved hype, or have we gone early?
Well, we always try and stay conservative. I mean, you know, this is the ultimate racing, the springtime in Melbourne, you know. So we just raised the bar. I mean, he's obviously very, very impressive in his maiden win at Echuca. And he was, you know, the same again at Sandown. But once again, we're going to a higher level. But now, a lot of people say he's got talent, and we're just going to wait and see it improve it on Saturday, hopefully.
Yeah, I guess when a horse wins by 7 or 8 there, you automatically gets plenty of attention, doesn't it?
Yeah, and he's a lovely individual. He's got plenty of scope about him, and he looked fantastic on Saturday when he comes into the Manning Yard. So it's very exciting times.
Yeah, it is. Right, Owen, I think there's two or three others, Etymology and Bazelle and Tarquin, that James will decide on in that 1,700-metre handicap.
Yeah, we'll just have a bit of a chat this afternoon after he finishes the trials at Randwick, and we'll work out our plan for those guys. But, you know, really, really looking forward to Saturday with Hartnell and Esperance and Jorda and the rest of them. So it's going to be a great day for us.
Yeah, it will be, mate. Good luck. I hope it's a good, calm week, but it sounds like just Hartnell's just ticking over in a perfect spot. What he did this morning there on the course proper, you were just after.
Absolutely perfect for Saturday. So we'll get there on Saturday and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, good luck to you. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. David Charles, who looks after the Godolphin base for James Cummings at Flemington in Melbourne.